Appendix C, Letter to Primacy Committee Members. January 10, 2000. Dear committee member, nearly 1 month ago, I sent you a paper and a covering memo, dealing with my conscience as portrayed in the paper. Are we blind also? At the time there was no thought of placing any more material in your hands. But with the final meeting of the committee, only a few days away, scheduled for February 8th, there is yet another consideration that must be shared with you. Did Ellen White tell the truth about the 1888 General Conference? The enclosed 13-page compilation, Evidence Piled Upon Evidence, contains little from my thinking, but rather is a kind of very brief summary of the published record of Ellen White's concerns and judgment of the 1888 tragedy, plus assessments of her contemporaries. Is there any way to ignore these, and remain true to conscience? This paper now makes number 6 that I have presented to you since our last meeting, and brings the total to 73 pages. These were not assignments but rather present my convictions for the record stated on paper. It is possible that this presentation should have been number 1, for it contains foundational material as to why the 1888 Message Study Committee exists. That reason is based solely upon the counsel and verdict of Ellen White. It is futile to profess acceptance of the spirit of prophecy and reject what she has said about Minneapolis. With this unshakable conviction, it follows that the primacy of the Gospel Committee has a supreme responsibility before the Lord and the Seventh-day Adventist Church. In the archives of heaven, it will be recorded what was done with all that was written for our admonition. May this committee know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit as it completes its work. Sincerely, Donald K. Short.